And our guest this hour, Pauletta Tenelis, who's Senior Manager of Public Relations and Information for the Regional Transportation District, with the update on Fast Tracks. Good morning, Pauletta.
Well, hello, Steve and Carlos. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm a huge, longtime supporter of KUBM.
Fantastic. So.
That's great. Hey, let's start with that line along I-25. Carlos, you see this line all the time and are able to sort of check its daily progress.
It's amazing. It's amazing. The flyover from where 9 Mile, where the light rail stopped a few years ago, is already completed. I mean, you know, the actual structure. We've got a lot more work to do, as we know. But when is that due to open, the 225?
The whole thing will open together in 2016.
16,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so the whole I-225 rail line will open in just over 2 years. And the flyover, it is amazing. It's a great structure, too. And just to see it come to life is exciting for people who drive I-225 every day.
Yeah, that's going to be a major, major completion, you know, going up north and so forth.
Pauletta Tenelis with the Regional Transportation District, Fast Tracks. How do you gauge progress? I mean, there are certain mileage markers you're looking at?
Right. We have a number of milestones that we celebrate throughout the whole implementation of the Fast Tracks program. Some of them are the groundbreakings of our projects that we get into construction. Some of them are a halfway point. We had a halfway to opening day for the Eagle P3, our project that's building the East Line to the airport, the Gold Line, Tarvada and Wheat Ridge, and short segment of Northwest Rail up to Westminster. So, you know, the whole program, we're tracking on where we are with it. And each of the lines are in a different level of completion. So, for instance, the East Line, that'll be open in just about 2 years, and that's about 60% complete. And people will see all heading out I-70 and then along Peña to the airport, the magnificent progress that's happening there every given day.
I saw the lines on the way out to the airport parallel to Peña Boulevard, and that's encouraging.
It really is.
Yeah, you know, I have a question on that. So the East Line, is it going to be light rail, or is it going to be a heavier train that goes out to the airport? And how many stops will it make?
The East Line is going to be the heavier commuter rail. It's not light rail. The difference is that the heavier commuter rail, those are larger, heavier trains. They carry more people. They go at higher speeds, and they're better designed for longer distances. Mm-hmm. And there will be 5 station stops along the East Rail Line. It'll take about 35 minutes to get from downtown Denver to the airport. And most people around the whole region, that's the line they're most excited about, because everybody can see using it to get to the airport. You don't have to pay for parking.
Yeah
so it's going to be a great asset to the region.
And because that's heavy rail, you have to get ready to get on that particular train. So just everybody get ready.
That's
You're
right.
Going to have to change trains from light rail to that heavier rail. Pauletta Tenelis with RTD Fast Tracks. Now, are there any summertime closures, any big bridges or and you do most, everybody's doing their work overnight now that we're in the summer.
Yeah, we do a lot of our work overnight, but, you know, every given day you drive the corridors where the lines are being built and you can see crews out there during the day. We have had 40th Avenue closed for quite some time, and I have good news. It's going to open back up.
I want my 40th Street back.
40th Street is going to be opening in just about 2 weeks. So,
really?
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. And we want to thank everybody in the neighboring community around 40th who've been so patient and have endured this impact. We're actually going to have a community ice cream social to thank all of the community for enduring that impact. But there's huge improvements from that project. Drainage improvements, utilities, relocation improvements that have just been fantastic, and that'll be great for the whole area.
Okay, so when the rail lines go in, there's some other work to do in the process. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Any hiring still going on with contractors? Any special skills required? And I know some of these jobs are posted on the website.
Right. Our construction contractors are always looking for folks to hire. And one of the really neat things is we have a program called the Workforce Initiative Now, or WIN, the WIN program, which is designed to identify people in the communities where these lines are being built, train them into fields that relate to the construction industry and then help those people transition into jobs on our projects. And it's been very successful so far. And I encourage you to contact RTD and ask for Martel Dials, who is our manager of the WIN program. So that's one way we're putting people to work. But small businesses, contractors, teaming up with the larger construction contractors is an ongoing thing. And you can go to the RTD website under the business opportunities section and learn all you need to know about how to do business with RTD.
So much to keep track of. I've gotten a phone call probably about 6:45 at night. I'm like, RTD, who is this? What do you want? Town hall. What are they called? Telephone town halls?
They're live telephone town hall meetings, and this is a type of public outreach that we started a couple years ago where we push out calls and invite people to be on the line with us for this live telephone town hall meeting. We have one for each of our 15 RTD board members in their districts, but anybody can call in to the meetings even if you don't get called randomly. And we get like 4,000, 4,500 people who participate at some level at these meetings. And we would never get that if we had a traditional public meeting. So this is a wonderful way to ask questions of your RTD board member and RTD staff. And all that information is on the Fast Tracks website, rtd-fasttracks.com. That's FASTRACKS, rtd-fasttracks.com for the whole list and the call-in number.
Fast Tracks with one T.
That's right, one there T.
In that spelling. Pauletta Tanilis with RTD. Lots to keep track of, and your Fast Tracks newsletter is on that website as well.
That's correct.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.
Come put your red dress on. Time we were up and gone. I want to take you to the Uptown Cabaret.